Warp travel isn't just dangerous. It's madness with a course charted in blood and guesswork. You don't navigate the warp. You submit to it. You feed your coordinates into sacred machinery, chant litanies, and hope the Geller field holds. Because outside your hull, there is no space, no time, only the screaming immaterium, a realm where thought has mass and emotion attracts monsters. Every second inside might stretch into years or implode into an instant. A ship might vanish for centuries, then reappear with rusted bones and no souls. Or worse, the crew returns, whispering in reversed tongues, their skin wrong, their eyes burning with false light. Some vessels emerge changed, hulls pulsing like flesh. Some return as shrines to the dark gods. Some don't return at all. And if the Geller field fails, if that fragile psychic barrier flickers, the demons don't knock. They invade. They crawl through dreams and slit open reality. They whisper to the navigator and scream in the machine spirit's code. Warp storms eat entire fleets. Psychic feedback turns crewmen into howling mutants. Ships collide with themselves. Some captains swear they saw their own ships pass them by, crewed by corpses wearing their faces keen. And yet, the Imperium must use it, because warp travel is the only way to cross the stars. Billions risk it daily. They pray, they chant, they weep. Because to deny the warp is to doom the galaxy to silence and stagnation. But let no one lie to you. Warp travel is not a journey. It's a ritual, a gamble, a slow-motion fall into the jaws of the abyss. Every jump is a pull of the trigger, and in Warhammer 40K, the chamber is almost always loaded.